January 20, 2015. It's a Watt from Pedro show.
Let's do it. Only one, though, huh?
All right.
With the intro.
Okay, where's the intro? Oops. Oh, yeah.
Refresh your memories about it. You haven't done that now for an hour.
Yeah, well, we're playing in that same tempo.
That's right.
One, here we go.
Forget the tune. Just so everybody knows that you're playing Sweet Sue. Da-da-ra-da, then you can do anything you want. But just walk. Every round.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Introduction.
So you do the intro. No, it's here. Be the last two chords.
Rich, okay. Straight on the chords?
Yeah.
Just play the intro and play right on the chords.
Well, here you go.
Hey, how many chords is this?
One each.
One for Miles, one for him Coltrane. For you, and then a fourth chorus for everybody.
Train and I'll play one, you know, together, out, right?
And that's a...
Right. You? Yeah, under it. Thank you.
from
Pedro. Are we live, Mike?
Hey, there's our guest, brother, man.
Yeah, we're live.
We're fully live. We're at the fucking Love Grotto, part of the Wild Kingdom on the Pleasure Point here. Yeah, we had to discuss that with Buzz.
Yeah.
Good people. We have a guest all the way from Brooklyn via Skype. It's Eva Mendoza.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome. And we were just enlightening her to the fact that both me and Brother Matt went to Hollywood Monday and were interviewed ourselves by Buzz. What's it called?
DashRadio.com.
And it's going to be this Friday, 7 to 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, this Friday, 7 to 9 is when it comes on. I don't know the...
Anarchy LA or LA
Buzz. Is it like that? Look on the Google search engines for Dash Radio Anarchy.
LA Buzz, Anarchy Radio on Dash Radio.
Okay, all that. Put that in there, and you can hear. Because unlike Watt for Pedro show, where all our shows are archived up there, his things just, they're streaming like it was terrestrial.
You got to change your schedule.
That's right. The old days.
Your
that's right. On demand. You have us when you want us. So welcome, Eva.
Hello, thank you.
Okay, we started off with Sweet Sue, Just You. That's a false start in a discussion between Leonard Bernstein and Miles Davis. Of course, John Coltrane was in that quintet also. Then we had Sawako and Daisuke Miyatani and Small Planet, and I'm so tired. I'm so glad. Eva Mendoza. What can you tell us about that? That's a cover song, yeah.
It's a cover song, yeah. It's a cover of I'm So Glad, which the first version I ever heard was the Skip James version, and that was the first version. Skip James was this like blues fingerstyle blues guitar player starting in the 30s, but he had a career then, and then he kind of had a revival in the 60s, like folk revival.
Sure.
But that was his tune, all fingerstyle, and then Cream covered it.
That's the one I know.
That's the one I know.
Jack Bruce.
It's pretty famous cover. But I did a version of the Skip James one, and at the time I recorded it, I was listening to a lot of Reverend Gary Davis also.
Sure. Incredible.
Another kind of contemporary of Skip James, and there's definitely some things I ripped off of him in there.
Borrowed, recycled.
Recreated.
That's right. Yeah. Now I think somebody like the Black Keys, they would have done the cover of the Cream cover of the Skip James original.
Sure. Sure.
It's cool to take from those guys because nobody else is checking them out these days, and it's good to keep that stuff alive.
Yeah, I love that music.
Yeah, well, people forget, you know. I think they forget that sometimes that there's links in the chain. There was the last shift, this shift, and the next shift, and things just don't happen, you know, out of nowhere. Speaking of which, your experience now, what's the oldest memory you got concerning music?
Whoa, that's hard. I mean, my parents were into classical music, and they were into like earlier Miles Davis and John Coltrane. So I would hear that around the house when I was a little kid. And
from the record
collection. I didn't think about it then, but I guess I just had the idea that like things maybe of that kind of linkage. That things started way back and they were connected to things that were happening now, and that like music didn't start in the 70s. So
this is the period you're talking about, 70s. You're in your folks' pad, and it's the record collection, stuff from classical, stuff from early bop.
Yeah.
And can you remember the first record that you bought yourself?
Oh, that's more embarrassing. Do we have to talk about this? No, that was like, I think it was a Green Day record. I was living in Orange County, and that at some point I decided that I shouldn't listen to anything older. And so I was like 10, and my first tape actually was a Green Day tape.
You know,
Orange County.
Who was the other
guy? That's what it'll do
to
you.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this. I did an interview. you know, I'm in a band with two Italian guys, and I did an interview with them, and the drummer man was all embarrassed when I asked him the same question.
Yeah.
He said the same answer. It was Green Day. I think maybe if you're born in a certain period, you know what I mean? And I'm this guy is way into avant-garde. He's played
too, in, on the West Coast actually, at that time. It was just everywhere.
Yeah, this guy was in Verona, Italy.
Oh.
And you know what? He's ended up going on tour with Carla Bozovic. She's very avant-garde musician. But he was really embarrassed. His name is Andrea Belfi.
Yeah.
He was so embarrassed to tell me that the first thing he got was Green Day. And you said the very same thing. Except I think his was a CD. And yours was a cassette tape. So you're a little more old school than he is.
Yes, I'm older. Orange County.
No, not older. Less younger. Less younger, not old.
Thank you.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to play a tune here from you called Kiss of Fire. What about it? Yeah, but what about it?
Oh, what about it? Okay, so this one is a cover of an Argentine composer. It's originally called El Choclo, and it's like the most famous tango, I believe, and one of the earliest tangos. And it got adapted by like American jazz musicians in like the 30s. And, Louis Armstrong played it and a bunch of other people played it and English words were written for it. So mine is a cover of the Louis Armstrong.
I think Carla used to do this tune at her gigs.
Yeah, you know, that's my other favorite
this.
Position.
You know, I just did a tour a couple months ago with Tav Falco.
Uh-huh.
And we did a couple tangos, but I know this is part of his repertoire we didn't do. I wore pointy shoes. Here, let's see here, Kiss of Fire right now.
Pointy shoes.
Thank you.
start the section of music with Ava Mendoza doing Kiss of Fire, very famous tango, Argentina. Then we heard Brand New Disciplina Kitschmann, Koya, with Spaz Ye Funk, Part 2. And then Tobacco doing Swole Tongue. Brand new from, here's some music from Norway, a couple tunes. This band's called Red a Hammer and Light the Fucking Sky. And then Sarke after that with Taken. Then we had Luther and Toby with Valhalla. Toby is Larry Mullins, who I got to play form rhythm section with him, with Taz Falco. He's an incredible drummer, man. Then we have brand new from Familia Miranda out of Barcelona, but they're actually Chile guys, called Sequeira Estradadores, and the Yappers with Tide. They're coming to Long Beach in a couple weeks. And finally, EVL with The Lost Love Letter. Okay, so in between hearing the classical and the bop from your parents and getting the Green Day record, had the moment yet come for you to embrace the guitar or any kind of musical instrument?
It had. I mean, I started playing classical music when I was really young. I started playing piano when I was 5, and then guitar when I was 7.
Was this your idea or your parents?
Yeah. I was only allowed to play classical music, but I was given lessons, and I learned to read and like learned to play from that.
So there's a piano in the house, in the living room?
Yeah. They got me a classical guitar. So I was really into that, but I also was listening to things that weren't that.
Yeah.
More and more. So by the time I was like 15, I guess, I got myself an electric guitar and started trying to play that. But I didn't know anything, and I didn't know anything about not playing stuff off a page. So it was kind of a blank.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
No, I've had friends like that too. Incredible players, but you got to have music in front of them.
Yeah. I couldn't
And also, another difference probably is classical, more playing by yourself, and with the electric guitar, you want to play in a band with rhythm section.
Totally. Well, both classical guitar and classical piano are like such solo instruments. You're not playing in orchestras or bands ever. So I was only playing by myself. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, I want to connect with other people and play stuff that has improvising. And how do you do that?
Right. Well, you probably find some people, you're talking 15, you're probably 10th grader, right? So maybe people in high school.
Yeah, well, I was lucky because I went to like a classical music high school called Interlaken, that's in northern Michigan. Wow. And I met some weirdos there.
From Orange County to Michigan.
Yeah, Orange County to Michigan.
All of a sudden, slight climate
from
change.
From Green Day to like Pink Floyd.
Okay. Also, the weather a little different.
Yeah, a little different.
Which town?
It's near Traverse City.
Okay.
The school is called Interlaken.
Sure.
So I met some people that liked free jazz there, and met some people that I was already listening to like punk rock. I had heard some of your records by that point, and like was like, who are the Minutemen? I need to check these people out.
D-Boom.
But anyway, when I got to Interlaken, some people were listening to weird jazz, and I started like trying to play with some of them. One of them was on your show, actually, John Dykeman.
He's living in Holland.
Yeah. We went to high school together, and he was like the first person that I played improvised music with.
Wow, small world, because I met him through a painter man from Boston who moved to Amsterdam.
Okay.
Small world.
Yeah.
Okay, so you started people at college. You start jamming with.
Yeah, still in high school.
Oh, not college, high school. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, and then I heard like Sonny Chirac, and I heard Albert Eiler, and heard people that were coming from jazz but doing this other thing with it.
Yeah,
and I was like sold.
Sold. You got bit by the bug. So besides jamming with John, did you make any kind of bands?
Not really. Not until later, really. Like that, after high school, when I was in my early 20s, I moved to I moved to Oakland, California.
That's where I meet you in the Bay Area playing with Devin Hoff.
Yeah.
Remember that gig for Leonard Pelletier?
Yes, exactly. But there I started playing in more like kind of no wavy rock bands. But that wasn't until, I was 21 or 22.
Did you do more education with the music?
I did, yeah. I went to Mills College.
Yeah.
In Oakland. That was when I moved up there. So I went there and like continued reading music and like being having a foot in the, I guess, modern classical world.
Yeah.
And I studied some electronic music. But by the time I got out, I was just playing guitar all the time and like playing in noisy rock bands and like just playing anything I could, really.
Actually, you were getting closer to Green Day territory.
I was right.
Maybe it was pulling you. The magnet was pulling you there.
Yeah.
Gilman Street.
Gilman.
Gilman Street. So,
that's been the story of my life, actually. It's just an arc ascending towards Green Day.
now descending away from.
Any day now, I'm going to catch up.
Now, these bands you were playing with, were you the prime motivator, or you were more like a side mouse?
Mouse.
you know, were you a helper? Did you? The other people were the composers.
Yeah. It was different in different things. Okay. I was like, I had a band with this drummer named Mo Stiano, who was the drummer in Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum for a while. We had a band that was like kind of the two of us, I guess, started it. It was really his thing that he started, but then we became like the two prime motivators, and that went for a while. That was called Mute Socialite. And then I had a band called Quack with Weasel Walter and Devin Hoff, actually.
Weasel Walter.
But
wasn't he, does he live in Cleveland?
I don't think he ever lived in Cleveland. He lived in Oakland while I was there.
Okay, Oakland.
He was from Illinois. He lived in Chicago for a while.
That's right. He's from Chicago because he came out here with Wasco, remember? Brother Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Weasel Walter, there was that gig at Harold's. Okay.
The tanks.
That's right. Yeah, Scarcity of Tanks.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember. Okay. So you had a trio with Devin and Walter. What was it called? Quack?
That was like all of us equally kind of bringing in music and arranging it together.
Okay. And the name Quack?
Quack. Q-U-O-K. We spelled it a couple different ways, actually, but that was like the most common one.
Okay. What is a quack?
Is
a quack a real? Is it imaginary? What is a quack?
Weasel said that it was the Vietnamese word for whip.
Oh, okay.
But, so we were like, okay. Sure. But then we, I don't think that's true. We looked that up everywhere that we could, and we didn't find that anywhere, and Vietnamese people didn't agree that was the word for whip.
There's a hint right there.
Yeah, they did not agree with Weevil. But it also, Q-W-O-C is queer woman of color, and we thought it would be funny to make it Q-U-O-K, but still pronounced like queer woman of color, because it's me and two white guys in it.
Sure.
So, yeah, it was a combination of misunderstanding Vietnamese and queer women of color.
Yeah, that's the way the Bay Area is, you know, to mix up ideas. I'm into it. Did you guys ever record?
We did record, actually, but it...
I gotta get some quack for the show.
Yeah, that may come out this year. It's been sitting on a shelf for a little bit. It's never been released.
Okay. And after this, is this kind of when I met you?
Yeah, right around that time. Devin invited me to play that show with you guys.
Sure. It was a July and rainy cold. That's the way that city can be, Brother Matt.
Yes.
It was like July 25th or something, raining cold.
Yeah.
Like, you would think it was, like, beat down winter, for the city. But,
We played, what did we cover? We played a Stooges song.
I think Funhouse.
What's that?
Wasn't it Funhouse?
Yeah, we did Funhouse, but then that guy grabbed the mic from you and started singing Dirt.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know,
amazing.
Because
yeah,
that's
an
incredible.
And he sang it with so much heart.
I know.
The wrong song.
I know. It was just the wrong. So, but that's the magic of Stooges. You can sing any kind of words. The words are interchangeable. Actually, when I was a kid, I thought the first sight of Funhouse was all the same song, just done three different ways. I thought Loose and TBI and Down on the Street was all the same song.
I like records like that.
When you're a kid, you know. But I remember that was incredible. So look, you're in Brooklyn now. So what happened in between then?
In between then, well, I was in the Bay for like maybe five more years after I met you then. And I started doing my band called Unnatural Ways, and that was like my first.
That's right.
My first thing where I was like, this is an outlet for me writing.
And that's what I played a lot from that album. So you must stop your unnatural ways. There's a couple riffs on Shapeshifter and Unnatural Ways. They were two themes that ran through that album. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, January 20, 2016 edition of Waffle Pedro Show. Brother Matt, our guest, Eva Mendoza, hold tight. Hour 2, January 20th, 2016, the second hour, Watt for Pedro Show.
laden with reflection with the sky beetles inside the mountain. The death you still owe me, I carry it out.
If you're in the business of picking up or picking up after taking them someplace or trying to defend where they come to, you have been down the old road of a less than perfect customer. If you're in the business, your best face is on. They're always right until ridiculously wrong. Then you got to be in control. Kick them out. My cab or the hotel is not cool for drinking. Party elsewhere. Just use this service, please. Use this service and then just get out. Thank you very much. If you're in the business, it's a fair way of saying, screw you.
I bought my skateboard.
Weitere tausend Jahre tun. Drum zieh vom Fräulein Nacht den Hut, stimm ein in ihr Lied voll Hohn.
Und jetzt du.
Schafft's nicht hinauf. nur einmal muss der Traum doch enden, muss halten kurz der Sterne auf. Mein Mädchen, ach, was denkst du nur? Die Welt flieht vor dem Herzschlag hin. Den Zirkel kann man nirgends fassen, er hat nicht Ende noch Beginn. Wirst bald daran gewöhnt sein, des Kindes Seel singt oft zu hell. Jedoch erkennst du in den Schatten, die Welt ist keineswegs zu schnell. Und doch umzaubert dich die Stimme, die ruft an unbekannten Steg. Zurück dich in die sanften Träume und bring dich sachte ab vom Weg. Ach Mann, ich möchte dein Wissen küssen, möchte gehen wie du mit festem Schritt und nicht wie stets vom Wind zerrissen, nur jagen nach dem schnellen Ritt. Doch siehst du nicht, der Mond erzittert, er schauert über stumpfen Schilf. Die Nacht ist voll von Dissonanz, mir ist, als ob jemand mich rief. Thank you.
Leash on the floor, half-eaten peanut butter sandwich on the back seat, plastic toys, juice box, dollar store gizmos. What band is this? I let him pick the music. I hate when he drives. Apple Orchard means we're almost at New Paltz. Abandoned house near Kingston. Just another half hour until our exit. I watch the cornfields race by. Broken stalks, veins of blasted rock, blackened plow humps along the shoulder. The mountains whiz by like afterthoughts, ideas we'll never get to. The uncharted territory of family. Billboards, farm equipment, slurry tube from a gravel quarry. I hate when he drives.
Start the second hour off, something from Ava Mendoza. Don't pity me. What can you tell us, Ava?
So that's kind of a what is the word? I guess it's like part two, kind of a remix of Kiss of Fire.
Yeah.
It comes right after it on my solo record.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of a, oh, I don't know. My idea was like you, maybe the record thing or like something starts playing backwards and you just have this sort of mush of impressions of the original song.
Okay, then we had Dan Coffin with Sky Beetle, brand new Usma Domo from Czech Republic with Sladek. Joe Brewer from Madison, Wisconsin, if you're in the business. Fruity from Manhattan, that's close to you. Skateboard. The skateboard songs from New York City.
Fruity.
Fruity, with a Y. I think they have something to do with Laurie Stealing's band Fruit from Long Beach. So there might be like, yeah, two wings of this proj. Okay, and then Kim Boom and Kester with Das Biest. Tuggy out of Leipzig with Cankerous. Cankerous, that's an image. That's a picture right there branded on my brain. Cankerous. When I'm real hungry, I think of that. Okay, and then Elmo and the Sticks with Green Ink. Low F from Superchunk. Live excerpt from a tune called Foreign Cities. Well, kind of an improv jam. Project called Burn Hills out of Albany, New York. That's up the river from you. And then finally, 130 Miles, the Jaded Azurites, which share some members, or one member with Burn Hills. So you put them together. Okay. That was a concept in your own mind. So when the Unnatural Ways record, and what was that band called?
Well, that band is called Unnatural Ways. That record's right. Just self-titled
okay.
of the band.
Or what did they say? Eponymous.
I put the band together in like 2012.
Eponymous. I think when you call the record
yes,
the same
you.
As the band.
Or S/T.
That's it.
okay.
And how it ran its course, right? Did you bring
it
those?
Ran its course because I moved. I mean,
that's why I said you didn't bring
them. Samburo and Dominique Leone in the Bay, who were really awesome. It was synth bass,
right.
You know, synthesizer playing
sure.
the role of bass. And a drummer, and they were great. We toured on the West Coast, we toured on the East Coast a little bit, we toured in Europe.
But they weren't going to move to Brooklyn.
They were not going to move to Brooklyn. Nick Tamburo had a baby and moved to Southern California. He moved to Orange County, actually.
Wow. See, it all comes around.
It all comes together. It's a very small world.
And speaking of small worlds, we got Brother Matt coming right now with the fucking spin cycle.
Oh, cool.
Here we go.
Tail Draggle from Greenville, Mississippi. I'm the boss of the blues. Can't read, can't write, ain't never been to school a day in my life.
very mind. Nagging wife starts a fight, trying to make you uptight. Favorite ride, man. Don't you let my favorite ride. Favorite ride, man. Don't you let my favorite ride.
We're choking her out there. Sorry about that, Ava. We just finished another installment of Brother Matt Spin Cycle. Brother Matt, what led you to do what you just did?
It all was very profoundly did you get that painted.
Hiccup?
Yeah, that's good.
Well, that was a Brooklyn hiccup.
Bonus. So that last one, that was a CD that Nels Klein left here, some Vietnamese special. So since we're in the loop with Nels there.
With the whip.
I wanted to tie in Nels with the Vietnamese story for her. And Ava, her blues
stretches,
so I wanted to tie in some blues. We had some North Mississippi in there with R.L. Burnside and T-Model 4.
October, I was in Clarksville.
Oh, yeah.
Man, we're the Highway 61, right?
Yeah, I've been in Clarksville.
That was the main north-south route, U.S. 61.
Yeah,
and I guess where...
They got the Blues Museum there.
Right.
Muddy Waters is stuffed. He's sitting there. He's really waxed, but it's like he's
a little Disneyland.
His shack is back there, Stovall's Plantation.
Yazoo Valley.
Yeah, that's cool. That's the heart of it.
Yellow Dog.
And then I saw Van Morrison the other day, so
that's
right. Real Van Morrison. And then the other day when we were on the Buzz's show, LA Buzz, you schooled us really cool on the Coltrane Monk connection there, that little period of time, and I just happened to find the disc right there.
That trip when the was playing with Monk.
Yeah.
Excellent song. Thank you so much, Brother Man.
My pleasure.
Now we're at the end of the second hour, January 20th, 2016 edition of Wap Pedro Show with you as our guest from Brooklyn over the Skype, me and Brother Matt. Hold tight for hour three. January 20th, 2016, it's the third hour of the Wap from Pedro Show. For Pedro Show, start off the third hour. I have a Mendoza and Danifest Mestiny.
kind of close to my version, but not exactly. Probably everybody has their own version. Then we had a Reg Blore, I Didn't Wake Up This Morning, number 2.
I just saw her play.
Right, because she's got a, well, I've been playing songs from her new album, and I think, everybody out there, Gwen Branca, not to associate, she's a musician in her own right. In fact, she was leading the orchestra that I played with. Glenn was on the side. Yeah, Glenn was kind of a side mouse. John Meyer was conducting, but Reg was kind of running the whole orchestra. It was incredible. Yeah. Then Dan Francia with bassist melody, medley, I'm sorry, which basically is a bass medley. Truth in advertising sometimes, Then Sylvia Junkosa, Death Grip, that's got Brother Steve Reed on the bass. They're going to be on the show. He's going to come on with Cat.
Very cool.
Soon, okay. And then finally, Fun and Boredom by the World's Forgotten Sons. That's Marco from Roma, who's trying to do a rock thing in London.
Oh.
My heart goes out to him. Okay, so you come out to Brooklyn. You've dissolved kind of your Unnatural Ways version 1, and then you've recreated kind of with a version 2, which actually has a bass guitar instead of a left hand of a synthesizer organ, and a drummer man. So a trio from the scene there, and they're all in lots of different projects, because this is what you can do in Brooklyn, right? You can collaborate with a lot of folks.
I mean, there's so many people who are so good here. There's never a shortage of really good musicians here. I think it's just finding the people that you like to work with and that your style is compatible with.
Yeah.
And the thing with me is I like to rehearse. I love to rehearse a band and, you know, get it sounding super tight and solid. And many people here do not love that.
Practice. Oh. You know, it's funny.
Yeah.
You know, if you talk to a basketball player, I bet you wouldn't find one guy out of 1,000 that would tell you he was going to go to the gym and rehearse basketball. Why with musicians do we rehearse? Man, why is practice is like a juvenile word? It's a little kid word, a little boy word.
Why do
we want to inflate our ego rock with the fucking rehearse? I know it's only semantics, but man, it fucking burns
shit. I guess practice, I think, like, you can practice on your own. Like, rehearse is more like a band.
Oh, so you would never rehearse on your own.
And practice, too. But, I mean, a lot of people here are great, really hardworking musicians, but they don't love to, like, you know, get together with their band and play stuff over and over again. I do love that. So it's good for me to have a band where people are into that.
Yeah, but you like... What about this idea of free improvisation? How do you practice that? Well, I guess you just improvise. That's right.
Yeah,
you just don't do the same thing twice.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. It makes good sense. But they don't even want to do that. They don't even want to practice. They don't want to even practice improvising.
What's that?
They don't. I could see the same thing over and over again. But what about practicing improvising?
A lot of the stuff that I'm writing now in Unnatural Ways doesn't have a lot of improvising, actually. It's more like just written rock songs.
So
because it's more like that, we kind of need the practice.
Sure.
But also, I do like practicing improvising with people. Like, I like doing sessions at people's houses and developing something and then playing out. Instead of, you know, playing out the first time that you play with somebody.
Yeah.
And it's sort of a crapshoot if it's going to go well or not. Sometimes that's great, too, but I think I just feel like I want to work stuff up a little bit more right now.
No. We're going to play one more song from you here called Is This a Joke? What can you tell me about this, too?
That's the last song on the Unnatural Ways record from the West Coast band, and that's like it's kind of a response to an Ornette tune that's called Free.
Sure.
And, you know, it really, like, references that tune a lot, but it's also, he's saying free, and I'm saying, is this a joke? Really? We're free?
Yeah, right. Right. Don't pay attention to that man behind the curtain. Well, let's do it right now.
their bladder, see how they posture, but they don't accomplish much. I would have treated you nice, but you acted as cold as ice. And then I saw you drunk at the bar with your stupid friends. What wasted days, such empty nights, find you bound with the same old crowd. They like to fight, they like to drink, they always lie but they never stay. Oh, how could you be so dumb, wasting all of your time with scum? And when you arrive at the end of your life, what will your tombstone read? Your stupid friends, some of the good life, like the smug adults they are, bracelets of gold and a sailboat.
Watt from Pedro Show, last music for today's edition. Did you hear that knock, brother?
Yeah,
man?
Should be.
The hombre, they used to kick open the hatch. They wouldn't use a knock. Right? You just like give it a good boot, flying karate kick. All right, I should be begging. Jokes. Is this a joke? Eva Mendoza. Then Cosmodrone with Peace Mission at Hamburg. And Piano Wire after that. Actually, the next two bands are England. I think they're starting a tour. Piano Wire with Visions of Disorder. They just split 7-inch with Hyena doing Mental Home. So good luck on the road, guys. January tours. Love it. Especially in England and Northern Europe. All safe. Be safe. Then we heard Mr. Susan with something live. Muffin Fish Beard. Now, you might be seeing some of that in Brooklyn, right?
Muffin Fish Beard?
Well, there's a lot of interest in face hair, it seems.
Yeah, well, the waxed, curled mustache.
Yeah, that's it, that's it, that's it. Yeah. Too much for why? Too much maintenance. You know, I come from Virginia, but I like this California thing about being a little relaxed on the mustache. I didn't wear chonies until I got sick.
Pay more attention to facial hair?
In Virginia, I was a boy, so none of us had.
You didn't have to think about it.
My pop, I remember he grew a mustache in one Vietnam tour, and I found that picture years later. That's why I grew my first mustache. But as a boy, yeah, facial hair was some kind of far-off planet.
Yeah.
I was born.
No, there's lots of you know, enormous beards, like larger-than-life beards.
You know, I got into that.
Yeah, Sons of David.
baseball team, right? The House of David.
House of David,
You know the Buddy Rich tape. But I'll tell you, when they get real long, they start breaking off. It actually gets shorter and stuff. Because I did, like, not shave for tours. I never got in. Too much maintenance to, like, cut little lines, but I did just let it grow because I didn't want to shave on tour. I started getting the face hair, I didn't dig it. But I didn't dig shaving either. It was a dilemma. Sort of like having to, you know, squeeze out turds just because you ate something good.
It's a hard life.
And finally, just strewn with difficulties. And from Long Beach, Rats in the Louvre. That's the museum. Not the Lou. Is it England where you shit and piss?
Yeah, Lou.
Lou. But there's no V-R-E.
No.
The problem is, and finally, John Truby with your stupid friends. John Truby up there in Santa Rosa now. If I ask people that, oh, so, before I get to the advice asking part, what's your next plan? Is it to bring this tree overseas?
Yeah, we're going overseas in April for about a week, maybe a week and a half. And we're touring, and then we're doing the thing that I've aspired to do my whole life and I've never made it work, where you do a tour and then you record right at the end of it when the band is hot, and then that is released into a record.
Because all that good prac of doing the gig every night.
Yeah. So we're going to record, I think, in Budapest at the end of our tour. It's coming out on Zodiac, on John Zorn's label. So we're just going to track there and then mix it back in Brooklyn. And we have dates from like starting in Amsterdam and going through Germany and Slovenia and into Hungary.
Okay. If people want to get information about you on the internet, where would they go?
The easiest place is my website, which is just avamendosamusic.com. And there's lots of links there.
Can you spell it? Spell it.
Oh, avamendosamusic.com.
Great. So people go there and check it out. I've been there. It's got lots of great information. It's really happening. Like you said, lots of lakes. Now, I ask everybody on the show this about their music journey. Somebody just getting on board, like a young person, and they ask you for advice. What would you tell them?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God.
Stumped her.
Never take advice. that is actually advice I would probably, that is a good piece of advice, just to, if something feels good to you and something feels right musically, keep doing that.
Don't let anybody talk you out of it.
Yeah. Try not to go broke. Stay organized and, just keep doing that thing that feels good, unless it ruins your whole life and it's clear that it's your friends and family have to intervene because it's, you know, becoming a negative force. But otherwise, keep doing it.
Keep on keeping on?
Yes. Stay on the bus.
Okay, great advice. Thank you so much for being on the show, me and Brother Matt. Honored to have you.
Very cool.
Talk with us and bring your wisdom, your music. Your fucking passion.
Thanks so much for having me.
Art form.
Mike Pott.
Yeah. Oh, that was awkward. It's been January 20th, 2016 edition Watt for Pedro show. Thank you again. Hey, Mendoza, hold tight with that non-California weather out there. Everybody else?
Oh, God, yeah.
Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.